call me Jesus's baby mama.
Oh my gosh.
You know if you're a trade up or a trade down.
Right.
Happy Valentine's Day, Deonte.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Shannon.
Do you and your husband celebrate?
We do. Not today, because it's Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids have choir, and then we'll do, we'll go to Mass.
I should know that as a Catholic, right? Yeah, no.
And then dinner and all that
stuff.
Are you
sure Ash Wednesday's not Easter?
What?
Isn't Ash Wednesday around Easter?
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent. Easter is the end of Lent.
Oh, so Lent is when you give something up.
Right.
On Valentine's Day.
Well, it's different every year because the calendar changes.
That seems a little unfair.
Here's what's weird for this year.
Uh-huh.
This year, Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
and Easter falls on April Fool's Day.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Huh.
I don't know if that'll ever happen again. I don't recall it ever happening before.
It's the moon.
It is.
I'm telling you.
There you go.
Huh.
So we don't have big plans. We'll probably do something next weekend. We try when Valentine's Day falls during the week.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do it the following weekend instead of before, because the weekend before is when everyone else celebrates
it. Oh, yeah.
So if we go the weekend after, then we don't have to deal with the crowds and it's easier to get somebody to watch the kids, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I'm available if you need somebody, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I charge a little bit, but I'll show up.
Okay.
I'll keep them alive.
Hey, that's the real goal.
I don't know that I'll keep them happy, but I'll keep them alive.
Hey, they're not happy with me either, so whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset about it. But I was thinking, this is the first Valentine's Day in a really long time that I've not been in a relationship.
Oh, wow.
And so I have every right to be that bitter, angry single person.
Right.
It's like, why? What's the point of all this?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were talking, I think it was New Year's-ish, I was telling you that one of my goals for this year is to make a greeting card line.
Yes.
And so I got to thinking, Valentine's Day, what's one of the biggest selling items on that day?
Cards.
Right. Perfect opportunity for me to get started.
There you go.
But I wasn't really motivated enough to actually make the cards.
Okay.
I just typed out what I would have said in them. I still needed to take art classes or something, or get somebody that would draw things for me, you know?
Yeah, because I remember your drawings back from Big Booty Judy.
Oh, they were so good, huh?
They were amazing.
I know, right?
So
it took a really long time for me to draw.
Which is probably why you need to hire someone for the cards.
Or learn to do computer things that draw. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't make the cards.
Okay.
But I do have the verbiage or what I would have said in my cards.
Okay.
And I thought I would run it by you and see if you think I'm onto something.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Here's the first one. I bought this card for you at the drugstore on my way home from work. I put no thought into it. I didn't want to stop and buy it, but I knew you would hate me if I didn't. So here you go. Happy Valentine's Day. That is all.
Okay.
It's honest.
It is.
Honesty is key in a relationship.
It is.
Why not just put it out there?
So this is to... Who would you give this to?
Your girlfriend or your wife or whoever you'd give a Valentine's Day card to.
Oh, okay.
But just be real. They know better anyway. Come on.
Okay.
Okay. It's Valentine's Day and you should know that I love you. In spite of the 10 pounds you've gained since we made it Instagram official. Happy Valentine's Day.
So the goal with that is to not have a girlfriend or boyfriend after?
No, it's to say I love you just the way you are. You're not as thin and tight as you were, but that's okay.
Why can't you just leave it at I love you just the way you are?
Because that's not funny.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on. If I was a guy and I gave that to my girlfriend or my wife, as wrong as it is, I know we're not body shaming. I get it. Nobody start any petition saying I'm body shaming people because I'm not. I'm just saying I would giggle to myself and I would probably screenshot it and take a pic and send it to all my friends and say, ha, 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 look at what I gave her. And she still put out that night.
Yes, but how would you feel if somebody gave you that card?
I'm not looking at this from that perspective. I'm looking at it from the giver's perspective and how much better you would feel if this is what you could say to somebody.
So how much better other people would feel.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Got it.
I don't care about who's getting it. obviously. Okay, next one. It's Valentine's Day, so I figured it's the perfect day to tell you I'm pregnant. And yes, you are the daddy. That is all. I think that's going to be my catchphrase. Every one of them should end with that is all.
Okay. Okay. I can get down with that.
Yeah, I think I like it.
So this is for...
This one's for a lady to give to her boyfriend. I'm assuming it's going to be a boyfriend that she's not been with very long.
Okay.
Maybe they've only been together once.
Mm-hmm.
And oops, it happens.
It does.
And what better way to tell him than in a card? And I think for the illustration on this one, it would be a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could put a slot in it for her to put the real pregnancy test.
Oh, yes.
Just like a little cardboard pop out,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Because every man wants a pea-covered stick and a card for Valentine's Day.
Maybe they want proof. And then they can put it in a box and keep it forever. Does a pregnancy test stay positive forever, or does it lose its pregnancy?
I don't know.
Like, it's a plus or a minus, does the plus just stay there once it's there?
I've never kept one long enough to know.
Or does it go away after you figure out, you know, after it dries up?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to take a pregnancy test figure this out, because now I want to know, do they stay that way? Huh. What if I was pregnant? Immaculate conception.
Oh, yes.
On Valentine's Day.
I'm absolutely sure that God, that you are the one God would choose.
Call me Jesus's baby mama. All right, my next one. Happy Valentine's Day. I don't have a gift for you. You should know, though, that I did give a nice gift to my side piece. I've been meaning to tell you about her, but the timing was never right. Sorry, I cheated. Happy Valentine's Day. That is all. I mean, if you're going to get the bad news out, then you might as well kind of envelope it with Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. So it's not quite as harsh.
Okay. I'm thinking that's a card that needs to be sent in the mail.
Oh. Well, that's fine. I don't care how it gets there as long as it does. Whatever.
I think there's the risk of bodily injury one's handed directly to someone.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
You're not anywhere near as hot as my ex, but you're good in bed. Happy Valentine's Day, that is all.
Oh my gosh.
Again, honesty is key.
There you go.
And let's be real. You know, if you've seen pictures of the ex, mm-hmm. you know if you're a trade up or a trade down.
Right.
So there's no shame in confirming it through card on Valentine's Day.
Being good in bed, that's a positive.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have some skill. If you're not easy on the eyes, then you should be easy in the sheets. I feel bad for people that have neither, that aren't easy on the eyes or easy in the sheets. I don't understand the point of that relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'll skip this one that I wrote down. Here's another one.
Okay.
Here's the obligatory I love you card you expect for Valentine's Day, because me actually showing my love for you the other 364 days of the year isn't quite enough. Remember when I held your hair back while you drunk vomited? That was love. Remember when you peed in the bed and I chose not to tell all of my friends about it, even though it's pretty humiliating and they would have laughed? That's love. I would have loved to have saved the $4.59 I spent on this card for something I actually wanted to buy, but instead, I sucked it up and bought this for you. That is love. Happy Valentine's Day. That is all. Drop the mic.
That's a really long card.
I know. Keeps them interested. They want to know what you're going to say next.
They want to know the ending.
Yeah.
It's like the really bad movie.
Can you imagine?
You've already invested an hour.
Can you imagine giving that card to somebody and having to stand there while they read it and just wondering what their exact response was going to be?
So awkward.
It would be awkward, but awkward is funny.
It's awkward as funny for when it's someone else. It's not funny for you. You're the one that's awkward.
But I'm not going to be giving this card or getting this card. So it doesn't matter. Only somebody who was sure that this was what they wanted to say to their significant other would buy this card.
I don't know if there's a big market for these cards.
You don't know.
I mean, there's probably some market, but I don't think you're going to be a millionaire off of these.
We should put together a focus group and
we
test
should.
These.
We totally should.
And see what people say. If they would take the card just with the word. Maybe that's my thing, too. Maybe it's a blank card on the front, and then you open it up, and it has the words, and that's it. Maybe I'm the card maker that doesn't draw.
Okay. No watercolor mountains
no,
or...
That's just like everybody else. That's my shtick.
There you go.
I don't draw, and every card ends with that is all.
There you go. Like on the cover, there's nothing there. That is all.
Yeah, and then they have to stand there and read each card.
You might be onto something.
To see what's in the middle.
Or you might just be on something.
Thanks, Deontay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Shannon. I love you.
I'm going to go drink.
Okay.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.